All right, joining us now is I don't know if he's executive chef, but he certainly is owner of Bull Street Taco, one of the most popular eateries in all of Savannah. His name is John Massey. He's an old friend of the program. First of all, how are you, sir?
Hey, good, Jesse. How are you?
I'm good. You've been keeping busy these last few months with the expansion of Bull Street Taco. How many hours sleep a night are you getting?
I'm doing okay with sleep. My wife Sharon, I don't know how many hours she's getting. We've definitely put a lot of planning into it. It's been a long time coming.
You were telling me when I saw you the other day that this was a year in the making. Did you know in advance that the space next to you there on Bull Street was coming available?
Yeah, actually, Mimi Bell told me that she was moving down the street. She said the space was going to become available, so we immediately got to drawing up some plans and working it out, and that was about a year ago.
Wow. So there was a no-brainer once she told you, hey, I'm moving. You were like, okay, done. I'm moving in next door.
We've always struggled to keep up with the business in that small space. So
yeah,
it was time to pull the trigger.
Very good. Very good. Well, for those who aren't familiar, I want to take a minute or two to go back to when you and I first met. You were executive chef at the Bohemian on River Street, right?
Yeah.
Way back in the day. How long had you been in Savannah at that point?
I want to say 3 or 4 years before the Bohemian.
Wow. And what brought you here originally?
A job at a old business club. I was a chef at a club in Greenville, and then there was an opening in Savannah. I wanted to get back to the coast. I kind of came up in Charleston, so I wanted to get back to the coast and got to Savannah and loved it.
Very cool. And then you were at Rue de Jean for a minute, and then you left Rue de Jean to start this project. Do I recall that correctly?
Yep. I was at Rue, and me and a friend of mine decided to go into business together and open a taco joint. It was only going to be a little part-time thing. We were just going to kind of mess around and make some tacos and sit at the bar and laugh and carry on, but we didn't really have time for that.
Right. That part of this story is what I want to drill down on a little bit. I remember talking to you and your business partner at the time, you know, You guys were really on that end of Bull Street, on this end, I should say, closer to the park. You guys were kind of pioneers. You redid the space and the whole thing, but you really had to take a leap of faith that people would come. What was it that you guys talked about that convinced you, yeah, this is going to work here?
It was a number of things. I've always liked that area of Bull Street, the live oaks on the street and the width of the road. And I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain. I've always just really liked south of Forsyth. I think that area has always been great. We knew that the Starland area was kind of an up-and-coming area and that the yard was coming, and we do all of this, and we just kind of felt like people will walk to get some good tacos, and they did.
I remember you guys telling me you literally parked out front of this potential space and hand counted people walking by, foot traffic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had the SCAD students, but I've learned not to rely on the SCAD students. Although SCAD, the Arnold Hall being right down the street, it does bring in a good amount of traffic when SCAD's in town, but we did want to cater to the students at the same time. We felt like there was just a good kind of local vibe going on in that area.
Yeah, I don't disagree. So you guys built out the space. How much longer was it before you added on that patio that you have there?
We started with the patio. We started the patio immediately. So
oh,
the
wow.
patio was the first. Yeah, the patio was part of the OG, but what was not was a walk-in cooler. We didn't have any storage space. You know, we had this little attic in the back of the kitchen that was just a disaster. So we didn't have anything. So we slowly built out a shed. We slowly built out a liquor closet for everything. And then the next step was obviously taking over the barbershop.
Yeah, the it's funny, you know, people don't realize all the things that you guys, and by you guys I mean restaurant owners, have to go through to pull off a successful venture. I mean, I'm sure nobody knows the challenges you had with the lack of a walk-in and all of that stuff, and maybe product you had to throw away or whatever the case may be over the years. How many years has it been, by the way, for you guys there?
Going on six.
Six.
I know. Yeah, we I don't think throwing any food out was our issue. I think it was just having to reset the walk-in every single day. And then so that's when we had to expand and get a bigger walk-in as well.
An overnight sensation 6 years in the making, right?
Right, exactly.
Did you know, did you have a gut feeling? I mean, you said already that you thought it would be, you know, part-time goofing around, make some tacos, whatever. Did you think it would even have the potential to be as huge as it has become for you?
No, I did not. Sharon, my wife and now business partner, she did. She said it multiple times, and still reminds me, but she definitely called it. She knew exactly what it was going to be.
Really?
And that we didn't have enough space, and that we were going to have to do this and that. And she was definitely excited to hear about the barbershop opening up. And then at that moment, it was kind of a no-brainer. So
very cool, very cool. Does she remind you when you guys have a disagreement now that, hey, remember, I was right about this place once upon a time?
No, she's actually not like that. She's not like that at all, but I know she's thinking it.
Okay, well, it's we always need someone to keep us in line, right?
Absolutely.
We are chatting with John Massey, owner of the incredibly popular Bull Street Taco here on Bull Street in Savannah, south of Forsyth Park. You guys have expanded. Tell us how much bigger to the average guest will it be, square foot wise? Are you doubling it? I saw it the other day. How much bigger is the space?
Yeah, so it's another 1,000 square foot. So the building is, so we're right next to Stump. So previously it was us on the end, and then Bell's Barbershop in the middle, and Stump at the other end. But now we have the middle space, so it's another 1,000 square feet. And in that 1,000 square feet, what we were able to do was build out a bar. So we've got a full bar now. We've got two restrooms as opposed to one, and a lot of people were happy to hear about that. And we were able to expand our kitchen. Actually, we have a separate dish room now. So the old dish room is now a great working prep space for us to do more specials with food. We have a little bit more storage and things like that. So we've got a full bar, two restrooms, and a little bit bigger kitchen to help with those food offerings.
Let me ask you a chef question, because that obviously is your background. Does having a bigger kitchen, since you and I know you have a great kitchen staff, but you're still in charge, does having a bigger kitchen still excite you to be able to do some different things? Because a lack of space will limit your menu sometimes, right?
Well, the lack of space, it was even so much for us, it was the lack of space. We were just standing on top of each other, so you can't really, there's just so many things you can't do. As far, I mean, just even butchering meat, you know, it was like, well, where are you going to put this?
Right.
Like, once you start cutting it, where's it going? You know, we had one prep table in the middle of the room, you know, and then we had a back table, but that was it. And there was no place to do anything really, that took a little bit more, you know, labor intensive processes, things like that. There was no space for it. So now we have a little bit more of that. So I think we will be able to, expand. We are expanding the menu a little bit. We're going to improve a couple of existing menu items, and then we'll be able to run some good specials.
You also told me you're going to have a full liquor bar. Did you not before?
We had a vodka, we had a rum, and it was mainly tequilas. And 90% of what we do is margaritas. And I assume that probably 85% now of what we're going to do is still shaking margaritas, because our margaritas are awesome. But
right.
If you want a gin and tonic, we've got it. We've got a couple of great Mexican gins. We've got some really cool. We've got an artisan rum. We've got a killer. It's a corn liquor, a Nixtamal liquor that we tried yesterday. It's fantastic. just a cool variety. It's still kind of small. You know, you're not going to find your run-of-the-mill vodka, gin, rum stuff at our bar, but we've got a few things.
Very good. Very good. I got two more, and then I'm going to let you run. I have been fascinated with watching the growth of your business, and obviously, like we said off the top, we go way back probably a decade or so at this point. I have been fascinated to watch, you know, when you started Bull Street, you had a new baby, correct?
Yeah.
And I've been watching how you guys have tried to carve out family time. You shut down in the summer. You've shut down at Christmas time when it's busy around here. And when I've seen that, I'm like, you know what? Good for John. He's taking some time for his family at a time where other people wouldn't do that. Can you tell us and give our listeners a little, you know, insight into the work-life balance that a restaurant owner and chef goes through sometimes?
Sure. I mean, I came up in the business, and I know what it's like to work Thanksgivings and Christmases. And before I met my wife, I had never taken a Thanksgiving or a Christmas off, and that was always, I don't know, it was great to work and all, but you know, those are times you should be spending them with your family. And we took that into account opening the business, and we're closed on Sundays. Nobody wants to work on Sunday. We're closed on Sunday. And we take a week off in the summertime. We take a week off in the wintertime. Usually that coincides with maybe either the 4th of July holiday. This year it coincided with just the renovation. So we were closed for 2 weeks, but, yeah, we're always closed for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, you know, for all the big holidays, because it's not really just for us. It's more or less just the culture that we created for our staff, that they don't want to work either. And we still provide the hours everybody needs. But you can do it while at the same time, you know, having a culture that appreciates time with family, time with friends, and, you know, just time to do whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah, 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 and I'm sure they appreciate it. I, you know, obviously I'm not an employee of yours, but I appreciate it, like I said, from afar. Like, you know what, good for them if they're able to do it. That's awesome. Last but not least, before we let you go, we've got about 2 minutes. You want to tell us about your new breakfast spot that you're going to open there on the corner of Bull Street?
We're planning on opening it a little sooner, but the expansion just kind of took everything out of us. We've got a little spot next to Bull Street Taco on the corner. It used to be Bocce's. Before that, it used to be some vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
But anyway, the kitchen there is fairly large, and I'd really like that. There's, I think, a market for some good takeout breakfast and some fast sandwiches for lunch, and that's kind of what we're trying to do. It's called Goodies. My grandfather owned a diner in Greenville called Goodies, and it's going to be kind of an homage to not only him, but my other grandfather, who owned a grocery store, and more or less kind of a fun, nostalgic, funky little place. Same vibe as Bull Street Taco, maybe not so Baja California, maybe more, you know, southeastern like I am.
Very good. Very good. So, and you probably don't have these details figured out, but it sounds like it's going to be fast, casual, order at the counter, and then you get your food brought to you kind of thing.
I'm one of those guys. When I'm hungry, I'm ready to eat. And I've always just thought that Savannah needs more places where you can, you know, grab and go and get it quick and be happy with what it is you purchase. So
very good. Very good.
That's what we're going to try and do.
But as we record this, summer of 23, you're still a few months away on that, right?
Yeah, we're going to get it open this year. But it's going to be, you know, a couple of months.
All right.
At least.
Very good. John Massey, owner of Bull Street Taco. Thank you so much, sir, for taking a few minutes of your time, and continued success. I'll see you soon.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Right. Nice talking to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.